Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Alonso and Tom each have 3. Faith has 2.
Faith, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, former White House counsel blank defied a House Judiciary Committee subpoena.
McGann.
Right. Several film productions have stopped filming in Georgia in protest of the state's new blank law.
Oh, heartbeat bill.
Yeah, abortion law.
Anti-abortion.
This week, lawmakers in New York approved a bill that would let Congress see Trump's blank.
Tax returns.
Right. On Thursday, John Walker Lind, the American who joined the blank in Afghanistan, was released from prison.
Taliban.
Right. This week, a fugitive in Connecticut has agreed to turn himself in if blank.
He gets 15,000 likes on Facebook.
For his wanted poster. That's exactly right. A new study released Wednesday warns that rising blank levels could displace 200 million people over the next 80 years.
Ocean.
Yeah, sea levels, yes. On Monday, the Golden State Warriors swept the Portland Trailblazers to advance to the blank finals again.
NBA.
Right. This week, celebrity chef Jose Andre shared his newest recipe with the world, potatoes roasted on a pan with blank.
Oh, armpit cheese.
No! Potatoes roasted on a pan of compost.
Oh.
The chef's new recipe combines potatoes with salt, coffee grounds, and, quote, scraps from your compost bin. The instructions say you should preheat your oven to 450, insert the potatoes, sprinkle with coffee grounds, add garbage to taste, and then order a pizza. Bill, how did Faith do on our quiz?
She sets a high mark. She got 7 right, 14 more points, total of 16 and the lead.
Congratulations. That was quite good. Well, we have flipped a coin in the back, and Alonzo, is it heads or tails?
Heads.
It is heads. Alonzo, do you want to go second or third?
Let's get it out of the way. Let's go right now.
All right. On Sunday, President Trump told Fox News that he was doing everything he could to avoid a war with blank.
Iran.
Right. On Thursday, WikiLeaks founder blank was charged with violating the Espionage Act.
Assange.
Right. This week, federal prosecutors accused Michael Avenatti of stealing over $300,000 from his former client blank.
Stormy Daniels.
Right. On Tuesday, the White House announced that a $20 bill featuring blank would be delayed.
Harriet Tubman.
Right. This week, a group of firefighters in Arizona got more than they bargained for when they battled a blaze in a house that was blank.
On fire?
No. That was to be expected. The surprise was it was also filled with snakes. While giving the commencement address at Morehouse College, billionaire Robert F. Smith blanked.
Oh, he agreed to pay their student loans off.
He paid off everyone's student loans, yes. After beating the San Jose Sharks in 6 games, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the blank.
NHL Stanley Cup Final.
Right. After being pulled over, a Nebraska man wanted on 2 outstanding warrants gave police a fake name, but they didn't believe him because he was blank.
Oh, he gave a woman's name, he's a man?
No, they didn't believe his fake name because he was also wearing a name tag. officers pulled the guy over because his car matched the description of one owned by a fugitive named Markel Towner, but when questioned, the man said that his name was D'Angelo Towns, a name very different. Police would have left it there if the man weren't also wearing a name tag that very clearly said, "Hi, my name is Markel Towner." The man was arrested and has pled not guilty, but that was before police found a piece of paper in his pocket titled, "A list of all the crimes that I, Markel Towner, have committed." Bill, how did Alonzo do on our quiz?
So close. He got 6 right, 12 more points, 15, 1 behind Faith.
Oof.
How many, then, does Tom need to win?
7 to win.
This is for the game, Tom. Fill in the blank. On Monday, Michael Cohen said that he was instructed to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in blank.
Moscow.
Right. Early results from India's national election show blank winning a second term.
Modi.
Yes. This week, a judge ruled that the subpoena for blank's records from Deutsche Bank could proceed.
Trump.
Right. After a string of violent protests reacting to the re-election of Joko Widodo, authorities in blank restricted social media use throughout the country.
New Jersey.
Indonesia. After trying unsuccessfully to return an item to Amazon 4 times, a woman in San Francisco blanked.
Yelled at Siri?
No. A woman went to Amazon's shareholder meeting and tried to return it directly to Jeff Bezos.
Hilarious.
On Sunday, the series finale of blank set viewing records for HBO.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. A Massachusetts man called 911 to say someone had broken into his home and blanked.
Lit his farts on fire.
No? cleaned it. The man and his child got home, discovered the back door open, walked in expecting the place to be ransacked, and in fact found it to be a lot cleaner than it was when they had left that morning. Somebody had come in, tidied up, cleaned. They smelt all the cleaning stuff, so they cleaned the floors and everything, and best of all, included a little origami rose tied on top of the brand new toilet paper roll.
Wow. That is the creepiest story I've ever heard.
Bill, did Tom do well enough to win?
He's in there. 4 right, 8 more points, a total of 11. He's not a winner.
So who is our champion?
Faith!
Faith! Yeah.